Yes, I can see that. Good morning, church.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome on this beautiful summer day as we celebrate and praise God together. We are thankful that you can join us, whether you are online or in person with us. We have a great day to praise our Lord. A few announcements before we get started. I just want to remind everybody of the COVID policy changes that the Joint Board put in place for this Sunday. Those policy changes are, masks are optional now, but we still strongly encourage unvaccinated people and anyone who feels more comfortable with a mask on to continue to wear them. Please continue to practice social distancing. And please, this is a very important one, please still stay home if you're not feeling well. We were talking about a lot, like the old cultural change was, you took that big bottle of grape drink and you made sure you could go to school or church or work. Our culture has changed in the last year, so if you're not feeling well, please stay home. If you want to sing for hymns, you are required to wear a mask when doing so. So if you really want to sing, that doesn't mean you have to wear the mask the whole time, but you do need to put your mask on when you sing. That is a requirement. That one needs to be followed. We will no longer be dismissing people by families, but please make sure you space yourself out when you leave. We don't all go out, all 60 people at once. And just a reminder, we will continue to use the UV lighting in the HVAC system to improve air quality. So before us, we have more choices and more options than we've had before. And all of us, as we've shared before, are going to be in different places on this continuum. But we're going to keep taking care of one another, we're going to keep loving one another, and no matter where people are on that continuum, we are going to continue to be in community and really be one united body of Christ. Other announcements, just a big thank you to all who volunteered to support our Food on the Fly and our Strawberry Festival this last week. We had so many people who stepped up as stemmers, and choppers and people who helped the day of at the Strawberry Festival. We were not short of volunteers, and that is a big thanks to each and every one of you, those who donated food as well. And we sold about 150 meals last night. We had the perfect amount of food. I think I was in charge of chips. We were down to our last two bags of chips when we finally ended. So it was great to see the community support for that event. Brown Bag and Big Ideas is continuing throughout June and July. Mondays, we'll meet at the Upper Pavilion of Tuscora Park from noon to 1:15 to eat our lunches and have some good old-fashioned Moravian fellowship. Masks are optional for that event as well. We had a great crowd for our first week, and we hope we can have a few others join us this week. Our VBS program, believe it or not, is this coming week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll run from 6 to 7:30 Tuesday. We have blocked in. We will be at Shenbrun Village. Carolyn, are we meeting at the front or the back of the village? So we'll meet there. The kids on Tuesday will have a fun scavenger hunt for them. So we'll make sure we continue to send out information for that. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be outside at the church. And Friday will be our family night from 6 to 7:30, where we'll have our traditional meal, a little bit of a bonfire, an opportunity to celebrate God's presence in the earth, the wind, and the fire of our world. And we look forward to that, the opportunity to be with our kids. Next Sunday, also don't forget, we will be outside in the front parking lot for worship, so we're going to ask you to park on that side. It will be a 9:30 worship service, Please bring your chairs. We're asking you to distance yourself out so we can do some outside singing for the first time. And it's going to be a great culmination to our VBS program and a great celebration of our Father's Day. If there is rain, we will obviously plan to be back in the church that day, but we will pray that it will be a beautiful day for us to praise and worship God. That's all I have for announcements. Let us stand and extend the right wave of fellowship. Good morning.
Hey, everybody.
You may be seated. Our watchword this week comes from the 92nd chapter of Psalms, verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Amen. We'll now hear our opening hymn, Come, You Thankful People, Come. The Liturgy of Pentecost, beginning with the words on the bottom of page 98.
Come, heavenly dove, and alight upon us. Anoint us to bring you good news to the poor.
to proclaim release, recovery, and freedom to those in need.
Empower us to work for God's kingdom in such a way that life becomes a jubilee for us and for all people.
Lift up the lonely, the neglected, the outcast. Comfort the grieving. Restore the lost. Be the advocate of the afflicted.
Teach all your people. Remind us of Jesus and lead us into all the truth.
Keep us on the edge of dynamic living, wrapped in the flames of new beginnings and filled with the power of personal renewal.
Form us in the likeness of Christ, that we may glorify God's name.
Renew your church. Fill stagnant and empty lives with the breath of God. Overcome your apathy and energize us with your engaging presence.
Give your church new vision, new hope, and a driving desire to claim the promise of new birth.
Spirit of power, work in all who confess the risen Christ to spread your message of hope, love, and salvation to every person and nation.
Hasten the day when every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 15. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." The second reading today is Mark 4, verses 26 through 34. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable, but when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything.
Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to a time of prayer and a time of reflection as we look to converse with God. And we continue to pray for the health, safety, and well-being, and especially the peace of our world in the midst of so much violence and unrest and anxiety. We also pray for the many people who continue to be impacted by COVID-19 and the many medical personnel who continue to fight the battle against COVID. We remember, especially on a day like today, where we continue to make progress in our own protocols, that the battle is not yet won, but we still continue to pray and uplift those who are fighting. We also offer prayers of sympathy and resurrection hope to the family of Randy Robart. After he passed away on Monday from a difficult battle with pancreatic cancer, there's a visitation on Friday and a memorial service on Saturday. We offer the prayers to Delene's family. Randy was her cousin, as they grieve during this difficult time. We also, the other prayer concern I can share with you is we uplift Jim Schaefer in prayer, who is home after his hospitalization at Altman Hospital. He had a procedure done this past week, and he is feeling much better, so we continue to uplift him in prayer. Jim, if you're watching on Facebook, your spot is still open in the back row. We've left it open for you, and we're thinking and praying for you today. That is all I have that I can publicly share with you for prayer concerns. We'll take some time in silence as Angie plays some music for those of us in person. And once again, those of you online can take this time to pray personally or to reflect on the prayer chain that was sent out earlier this week. But let each of us come to God in prayer. Let us pray. God, we come before you today, and we are listening for your voice and your light in our world. Help us on the days where we seem to only hear the whisper of your presence, and we struggle to feel just the softness and the compassion and care that you bring to this world. Help us to know that you are here. You are with everyone, especially those who are struggling, those who are hurting, those who are grieving. So as we uplift these prayers to you, help us to understand you are already at work in our lives, in our world. You are bringing those tiny mustard seeds of faith, and you are helping them grow. And gracious God, we come before you with compassion and repentance in our hearts. We realize there are times that we choose not to see what you are doing in our world, where we turn away, where we think that, oh, it's just a mustard seed. What could God possibly do with that? And we often become paralyzed by fear, anxiety, and sin. God, forgive us. Forgive us of all our transgressions, Open our hearts and remind us that the forgiveness you offer us is instantaneous and it is complete, and we can live in a new life and a new world. So help us to pay attention. As we feel this warmth on a warm summer day, help us to feel the warmth of God and continue to be vigilant in making sure everyone can hear the story of your faith, hope, and love. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. We now turn our attention to our offering today. And as we think of our offering, I think it's fitting that today is the parable of the mustard seed. A day after we get done with our strawberry festival, when I think about all the little elements that go into making a day like that happen, the person who's chopping berries behind the scene, the person that's dropping off buns, the person that's putting the chips in the bag, and sometimes it's me, and it's not correctly put in the bag, but they still love me anyways for doing it. Every little person contributes. That's what makes this community special. And we all go, oh, it's just a small thing. Somebody else would do it. But then one of the things I notice when I'm in the kitchen and I'm doing dishes, I can see all the faces of people coming through our community to be a part of our strawberry festival. And you know, the number of faces that I know by name are very few on those days. There's maybe 20 or 25 of the 150 people I know. So it is a great day of community outreach for us. And it's easy to say, oh, it's just strawberries, it's just food on the fly, it's just VBS. But we know that God is planting among us. So as we offer our gifts to God, let us pay attention to those seeds of faith that are being planted right here, right in our community this month. Please stand as we join together to celebrate those gifts and listen to our offertory prayer. Let us pray together the prayer of dedication. Holy Spirit, may we be rooted by our own mustard seeds of faith to plant seeds of compassionate giving everywhere we go. Amen. You may be seated. We're now going to turn our attention to our children's chat. I'm going to invite our kids to get out their whiteboards at this point. We're going to have an opportunity to talk about seeds of faith. So I've got some illustrations here to help me. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. I'm going to ask you to look at my illustrations and see where you fit on this continuum. So the question I'm going to ask you right now is, how big is your faith? If you had to rate it, how big is your faith? So we're going to start with this. This is option number one. Does anybody know what this is? Nick, any guess? A bouncy ball? It looks like that. Can you tell them what that is, Steve? That is the core of a baseball. My wife found my son hit a ball pretty good yesterday and ripped it open, so she turned that into a little art project to find what exactly is inside the core of a baseball. So if you get down to a baseball, this is actually what you get down to, is this bouncy ball here. So it's not very big. It could be, it is our mustard seed on the continuum of athletic equipment right here. So it is small, but it is a very important part of a baseball. Number two is a little bit bigger. This is a little plastic ball that you can throw, use around the house. If you've got a little basketball hoop in your office sometimes, you can pull this out and keep you busy. So your faith can be a little bit bigger, but compare it to that, it's a lot bigger, right? That's at least 2 to 3 times bigger than that. So that's your option two. And then option three is this big thing right here. This is an official NBA-sized basketball. So that is even bigger. Look at that compared to option two. That's probably 5 to 6 times bigger. And I've had this ball at least since 8th grade, and it's been durable, and it's been strong, And people with this faith have tremendous faith. So what I want you to do is put out your whiteboard and tell me, where do you feel today? How strong is your faith? Do you feel like you're option one, kind of small but hanging on? Option two, I'm doing okay. Or option three, I'm full of faith. Give me a number on your whiteboard. There's no right answer. Two, I see a two, I see a three. Three. All right. So here's your second question. Who does God love the most? One, two, or three? People who have a lot of faith, people who have some faith, people who have very little faith. Who does God love the most? Tyler's got a hand up. Nick has beat me. He's aware that a teacher has a trick question in front of him. Can I show your whiteboard? Nick has got one, two, and three, and Brandon's got them up there too.
Good.
That's a good catch, Nick. Because who does God love the most? God loves everyone. And that's the important message of the mustard seed. But because what was happening in Jesus' world is people who thought they had faith this big were making fun of people who had faith only this big. And what they lost sight of was that God's love was equal for them. Whether you just have a tiny bit of faith or whether you think you have all the faith in the entire world, God will do miracles. God will do wonderful things for you. So Jesus reminds us every single day that whether our faith is as small as the tiny core of a baseball that is barely a bouncy ball, or whether we think we can slam dunk with our faith, God will work through us equally and love us all. And that is why we know wherever we are on this continuum, God will be with us. Let's pray. Gracious God, we come before you, and I want to say thank you for these kids who bring so much energy and life into our world. And thank you for giving them the strength to pursue what they love, whether it be basketball, baseball, or soccer, and remind them that no matter how strong they feel their faith is or how weak they feel their faith is, as long as they have faith in God, you, God, will take care of them and watch over them every step of the way. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. So now we turn our hearts and our minds to our message today, and we dig further into this parable of the mustard seed. And I don't know about you people, but when my life feels like a struggle, when it's going through difficult and exhausting moments, and I know that my attitude is not in the place that it needs to be, life can often feel like a million-piece jigsaw puzzle in front of me, like the biggest board that you have ever seen. And every task I am given, because I see a million different pieces in front of me, can be overwhelming. Because I lose sight of the progress that I am making in my tiny little corner over here to put those pieces together. And all I can focus on is the middle of that table where thousands of pieces lay untouched. I don't know if any of you are jigsaw people, but it is easy to see those moments when you can just look at that pile of stuff that needs to be done and become overwhelmed. In fact, getting overwhelmed is such a natural part of life. In fact, some weeks for us, it feels like we can schedule getting overwhelmed and overburdened as often as our morning cup of coffee or our daily walk around the neighborhood. It is so easy to get overwhelmed in our world. And it's especially easy to get stuck on those anxiety-inducing questions, like, is what I am doing as a person of faith really making a difference? Are my kids positively impacted by my presence and my parenting skills? Do my coworkers, the people that I spend the majority of my days with, generally care that I am at work with them, that I am next to them? And now that I am retired, do people still notice me? Do people still care about me? And it is so easy to become paralyzed by those deeper questions. So let us do ourselves a favor on those days when those questions start to pop up in our brain, and open our Bibles to this passage from Mark 4. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can nest in its shade. The birds of the air can nest in its shade. So brothers and sisters, let us pay attention to the mustard seeds that are growing in our lives. Christ reminds us that the smallest act of kindness makes the biggest difference in other people's lives. Whenever I preach the sermon of the mustard seed, I always start my research scouring the internet looking for acts of kindness. And my soul immediately feels better just for doing it. And I found some great stories of mustard seed planting on a website called the Good News Network this week. You can find good and healthy stuff on the internet. Sometimes you just gotta be willing to wade and look for it. And I'm trying to make a better habit of seeking out and visiting websites like this. For example, on this website, I read the story of Devarius Peters. He was a young high school student who was proud to graduate from high school. But on the day of his graduation ceremony, minutes before he was about to walk, an administrator kept him from entering the ceremony because the shoes that he was wearing violated the dress code. This was a huge moment for Devarius, and he was about to miss it. But one of his teachers, named Mr. Butler, was there for his own kid's ceremony and acted quickly, and he traded the size 11 dress shoes that he was wearing for Devarius' size 9 sneakers. And Devarius was able to walk in his graduation ceremony, Seeds of Faith. I'm going to show this picture to the congregation. I apologize, people on the internet, I don't have the copyright of this, but you can see the shoes that they had exchanged that day, and the beautiful loafers that Darius had snuck on his feet to be able to walk in that ceremony. I probably should have been posed that larger. But it's great to see what people are willing to do to help one another. And another story that touched me was the story of a registered nurse named Crystal Duhani. Her and her husband, Patrick, remembered what it was like to be a struggling parent, trying to make ends meet and having weeks where they just don't quite get there, where you do what you have to do. And in the midst of the pandemic, they realized that where they were as a family was that they were in a better financial place. So what they decided to do was to give back. And they secretly hid over $1,000 in cash in baby items at Los Angeles local Targets. All these different little Targets in Los Angeles had like $20 attached to baby formula or $10 attached to diapers and things like that. And Crystal said, "We recalled how hard it was for us as new parents to afford some of the basics. And we could imagine, only imagine how difficult it must be during this pandemic." Seeds of Faith. See, the people that we are talking about that are making a difference in our world are not world-class theologians. Crystal Duhani is not a millionaire or a billionaire. None of these people are born with the heart of Mother Teresa or born with any other extraordinary skill set. They are everyday people committed to letting small acts of kindness make a big difference. It leads into one of my favorite quotes. Reverend Bob Richards said, "God must have loved ordinary people because he made so many of us ordinary. By the grace of God, every day, ordinary people do extraordinary things. By the grace of God, every day, ordinary people do extraordinary things." So brothers and sisters, please don't underestimate the gifts and abilities you have to serve the kingdom of God. They can make a big difference for others, even if you don't always see the soil that is being nurtured. Remember, take a deep breath and take the pressure off yourself. It is not your responsibility to produce the results of your kindness. God will take care of that. All we are called to do is plant seeds and take a step back and see what God has grown before our very eyes. We get to see what God can nurture in front of us. In fact, the least empowering sentence in the English language is this: I am just a fill in the blank. Those are the least empowering four words in the English language. I am just a fill in the blank. You see, the problem is the people who believe in their I am just a whatever, a mother, a father, a son. Those statements, when you say that, you start to live in your own self-guarded prisons. Christ did not want us to live that way. Christ frees us from those shackles and liberates us to serve the kingdom of God in big ways. Marianne Williamson, a Christian author, said, "You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Our presence automatically liberates others." That is what we can accomplish with our seeds of faith. When we refuse to let our kindness be limited by our own self-inflicted roadblocks, we give the people around us the permission to do the same. It's almost like we're little lightning bugs sharing our light, and we allow the other little lightning bugs around us to share their light too and light up the world. By planting our own seeds, we grow the ability to see that we aren't alone in this garden. There are many fellow planters, and God will do the heavy lifting when it comes to nourishing and growing the seeds in the soil. We can zero in on our one task of just simply planting seeds and focus on doing the best job we can. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage us to plant seeds of faith this week. Take that "I am just a fill-in-the-blank" out of your vocabulary. I am just a parent. I am just a child. I am just a waiter. I am just an elderly person. I am just a teacher. Get rid of that word "just." Replace it with "I am a caring and compassionate parent." I am a child of God, willing to learn something new every single day. I am a service employee that can make a difference in someone's life. I can make somebody who didn't smile today smile and laugh and have a good day. I am a wise person, more than capable of helping others and myself. And I am a teacher that can make a tremendous difference in the lives of many children. I am a child of God. So this week, let us do our homework. Let us plant those seeds of faith and pay attention what God will do. Because God will grow and nourish those seeds in the coming weeks, and you'd be surprised what God can do. So pay attention. Because those little seeds you are planting are going to grow, and they're going to nourish, and they'll become beautiful things. All because of the kindness and generosity of God. So let us zero in and focus on our task at hand to keep planting seeds of faith. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we come before you, and as one community, we pray that you equip us and call us to plant seeds of faith, to look for small acts of kindness and compassion where we can share with other people. And help us to know the pressure of producing results is not on you, but you, God, are in charge of nurturing the soil and growing the plants. And we can trust in your hand. That's what faith is. Planting something and not knowing how high or how far it will grow, but trusting in God that it will. So help each one of us continue to plant, grow, and nourish the faith within us. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. We'll now listen to our final hymn. Just a reminder, we will be outside for worship on Father's Day at 9:30. Weather permitting, please bring some chairs and something comfortable to sit on, and we will not be dismissing you by family, those of you who are joining us in worship today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.